Immediately below them, on the west slope, the rock nubbins were only sparsely covered. They couldn't count on reaching the cover below without being seen. They would have to stay here until the flitter landed somewhere. What if it didn't? It had not occurred to her that the hunters might well keep someone aloft, especially in this emergency.
How come people in entertainment cubes never need a bathroom?
Now that Rafa had brought it up, Bubbles felt the same desperate need.
You're right. Oh, we can't leave cover now.
Bubbles wriggled toward the north side of the briar, where its canopy lay along a lower stub of gray stone. Just beyond that was another hollow. She could see into it by risking another hair-pulling match with the briar's canopy. This one had no handy roof. A small tree had died and collapsed, and the vines that covered it matted the ground.
Oh, we should have found a place before we came in here.
You're right.
Bubbles squeezed onward around the briar's central stem and root complex. In the northeast corner of their thorny shelter, she found what she remembered, a niche in the big stone between them and the trail. Here, the briar, reaching for light, lifted enough to allow someone to sit upright. And below was the other refinement of her childhood hiding place, a standard expedition one-man composting latrine unit, carefully dug into the soil. She scrabbled at the lid, said a brief silent prayer to some nameless deity that none of the more agile crawlers had gotten into it, and pulled it open.
Here, all the comforts of home, more or less. Deodorizing, too.
Since she was in place, she took the first turn, and felt much better. Rafa followed her.
Now, if you could just excavate us a cave right here.
Nope. It's solid stone below a few inches of leaf litter, and I think we'd better get what rest we can. Just at dusk, we could move downslope, if we're careful.
Bubbles had not really expected to sleep, cramped under the briar in the hot, sweaty dimness, but she woke at the crunch of footsteps somewhere nearby. It was completely dark, and for a moment, she could not think where she was. Then she remembered. The hand on her ankle, a grip hard enough to pinch, must be Rafa's hand. She reached back and touched it, and Rafa gripped her hand instead. Her breath seemed trapped in her lungs. Panic clogged her ears with her own heartbeat. She could not tell how far away the sound was. Her mind raced, suggesting that the crackle was a comm unit, which meant the footsteps were a hunter's. Rafa's fingers in hers were cold. She shivered, but forced herself to lie still. Something shook that side of the briar, as if the hunter had taken a stick to it. Rafa's fingers tightened suddenly. Could she see something from her side of the briar? Rafa's fingers relaxed, but did not pull away. Bubbles felt dizzy and faint, even lying down. What if she'd been asleep and dreaming and had snored? Her first school roommates said she snored. Just when she thought it might be safe to murmur something to Rafa, she heard another sound. Whoever it was now just outside the cleft they'd come through. Bubbles held herself rigidly still, trying not to breathe. Even from behind the rock, Bubbles could see the glow of light as the hunter turned on a flashlight.
Got one. By the tattoo, it's one of the Prees. Right. I'll bring the IDs. No sign of the others.
I've got one too, you son of a bitch!
The light went out. For the first time in her life, Bubbles envied those of her friends who had a religion. They would have had some deity to swear to, or at, or on.
We can't stay here. He touched me with a stick or something when he brought it the briar.
We have to go. They'll send someone.
Through the gap in the stones, the smell of blood and something worse rolled as if on a stream of water. Her stomach churned.
How can we? We can't see anything.
We have to. It won't be so dark out from under this briar. Turn around and let me get past.
You're not going that way.
I want his weapons and his comm unit and his night goggles.
But then they'll know someone came after.
Bubbles paused. She hadn't thought of that. As it was, they might assume that what it looked like was indeed what happened. A victim, not quite dead, who killed his careless killer. If she took anything, they'd know someone else had been there. But it didn't matter.
They know we're here. They're going to hunt us until they find us. His things will give us a better chance. You stay here, and we'll go downhill afterwards.
Out from under the briar, starlight gave a faint glow to the standing stones. In the distance, the sea glittered. Bubbles paused in the gap between the stones, listening. She could hear nothing. When she peeked out, she could see the tangle of dark forms that must be the two men's bodies. Quickly, before fear could overwhelm her again, she forced herself to move out onto the path. Her foot slipped, and when she put her hand down, it was into warm, wet, stinking slime. She wiped her hand on the nearest body. They were dead. It didn't matter now. She fumbled at the bodies, expecting every moment the shot that would kill her, the hiss of gas that would paralyze her. The bodies were still warm. She hated the feel of the skin, the stiffening texture of it, as she felt around for the hunter's nightgear. Goggles around his neck on a thong. He would have dropped them before lighting his flashlight. They felt wet. Blood? She cut the thong with her knife and felt around for the flashlight. She risked a quick flash of it. The goggles were covered with blood, which she cleaned off with the dead hunter's shirt tail. There was the comm unit, which she scooped up, and there the man's rifle with its targeting beam. Her own hands were covered with blood, and one foot would leave bloody footprints until it dried. She flicked off the flashlight and put the comm unit in her shirt pocket.
Come on out. If I go back through, I'll leave a trail. We'll leave the main trail farther down and have this hidey hole again later if we need it. Now bring my box.
Rafa came out with both knapsacks. Bubbles handed her the rifle and put on the night goggles. Now she could see well enough without the flashlight to finish rummaging in the dead hunter's pack. He had carried a backup weapon with a removable stock in his pack. She took that and his needler and the dead Preeve's knife. Unfortunately, the hunter had not carried an extra set of night goggles. Finally, she did her best to clean her bloodiest hand and foot so they'd leave no more traces than necessary. Then she led Rafa southward down the trail. Neither of them questioned who should lead. It was her island, and her duty to protect Rafa if she could. There had been a series of parallel trails down the west side of the ridge long ago. As she recalled, you could go down almost anywhere. She ducked between another pair of standing stones and fought through a tangle of vines, and then found the next gap downhill. To her enhanced vision, the broken slope below was empty of anything but crumbling rock and low scrub.
How is it?
For answer, Bubbles passed her the goggles. She felt suddenly blind when she took them off.
See for yourself. Pick a route, stay low, and don't hurry. We've got to be quiet.
You need these.
Rafa passed the goggles back. Bubbles pushed them away.
It's your turn, and I'm supposed to know this place. I'll go first. Then you can find me. Not too close.
Her eyes were adjusting. She squeezed them tightly a moment or two, and when she opened them, found she could just make out the larger rocks. Slowly, carefully, she edged downward, placing each foot with precision so that she could test the ground before putting her weight on it. She remembered reading her brother's service manual on this sort of thing. She had found it funny. She had imagined the dapper George crawling about in the dark, counting his steps on zigzags and getting dust on his impeccable trousers, or slithering on his stomach. And here she was, wishing she knew if crouching was enough, if she should be down flat, crawling, if the zigging and zagging from one rock to another was actually doing any good or only taking longer. She could hear nothing now but her own pulse beating. She took another step down and another. The black line of trees rose toward her, welcoming.
Well, well. Hello, darling. A gal could get hurt wandering around in the dark like you are. You better let me give you a hand.
A blot of nearer darkness rose from the trees and moved toward her. She could see a narrow gleam that might be starlight on the barrel of his weapon.
No.
She couldn't tell quite how far away he was. 2 meters? 3?
Come on, hon. Wasn't that your flitter crashed on the other side of the island? Your dad sent us out to find you.
For a moment, relief washed over her, but she couldn't believe in it. Still, if he thought she didn't know, he might not kill her right away. And if he thought she was alone, if he hadn't seen Rafa, perhaps Rafa could still get away.
You're one of the outrange patrols?
That's right, hon. And you're gonna be fine now. Just come along with me. No!
Bubbles had little in her stomach to lose, but wanted none of it. Rafa came down much faster than she had, with the aid of the goggles.